I've known Colin Murphy for a good number of years, 30-odd years, and I spoke to him at various times, and just out of the blue, he asked me if I'd be interested in selling for next season, and I went and had a look and decided that I would be, but obviously it's come around a little bit quicker than was first anticipated, I think. So, you know, there's still a little bit of a work to be done to make sure they stay in that league. So we've got a deadline. I think the player deadline is the 31st, so Colin felt that it's best that I come in now, and if I need to sign one or two players, then it's possible.
Yeah, so you've already got a good feel for the situation. You've got some ideas about what needs to be done.
Yes, definitely. Yes, I've got the games. I've got some good players. And I think, you know, realistically, they should be a little bit higher than what they are at this point. But you where you are in the league, and it's down to myself and Ian Hart to pick them up and obviously finish this season well and prepare for next.
Yeah, so Ian Hart, who worked with you at Histon, he's going to be coming in as your assistant, is he?
Yes, he is, yes. So we've got Ian Hart coming in, and hopefully Neil Andrews, who's skiing at the moment, will come and he'll be playing.
As you say, Steve, you've been out of work for a little while, certainly in a footballing sense. Have there been other opportunities in the interim after leaving Histon that just haven't felt right, or is this the case of this is the first real thing to come up that's really caught your imagination?
Well, I haven't chased anything, to be fair. I did one come up that was sort of asked to go for, which didn't come off. But you know, I've been doing the old Centre of Excellence, and I've did that. But I just feel it's right, and time's right. And as I say, I've looked at Sam. I've been to the club, and it's a good club. Colin's got it on a very sound footing. He knows what he wants, and he knows, you know, what's available, and it's up to myself and Ian to work within that and try and get a little bit of success.
Is Soham a football club with a similar sort of atmosphere to what you had at Histon? Do you think it's going to have a similar kind of feel?
Well, hopefully, yes. You know, it's you know, everything that we had at Histon was fantastic, and you know, if we could get that or something close to that, it'd be great. And you know, it's a village, it's a little place, and you know, they've got very keen and dedicated supporters, and to be fair, they're a little bit further ahead than what Histon were when we went there. So, you know, they're already on that ladder, and as I say, the ground looks nice, neat and tidy. Lots of things to it. They've got some good people in the background, so things are looking up.
Yeah, and obviously when you were at Histon, you had a great working relationship with Gareth Baldwin. Is he interested in coming in at a board level as well? Is he twiddling his thumbs?
Well, no, obviously, you know, I still speak to Gareth, and, you know, he's pleased that I'm getting back into it. But, you know, that's as far as it's gone. You know, he came with me to watch a game because he wasn't doing anything. And so, you know, he's still very keen on football. So, but, you know, Colin's running Sarum. I think he would like Gareth, obviously, to get involved because, you know, Gareth's got a lot of strengths and a lot of qualities. But, you know, at the moment we're there, and we're going to try and do the best we can for Sarum and see where it takes us.